Thanks for checking out the Kid Your Sleep podcast. If you like the show, share it with your friends, tag us on social media, and please give us a 5-star review. And welcome back to what is now. And we did get the numbers in. This is official. This is straight from the man upstairs. The number one podcast for people who are like, go Shannon, it's your birthday. Go Sean, it's your birthday.
Hey.
Go RPM, it's your birthday.
Okay.
You made a show for people that just need a break. The kids are asleep. We poured some drinks. I'm Sean.
You didn't. I'm Shannon.
And who knows what the hell we gonna talk about this week.
Why did you make a reference to a 50 Cent song, Sean?
Yeah. Because
it's our 50th anniversary, folks.
Hey!
50th episode. 50 Cent, we're in the building. We've done it. We've made it. They thought we was going to get locked up. They thought we'd be in prison by now.
Man.
We've been out here with bulletproof vests on. Just really just guerrilla marketing this podcast thing.
Mm-hmm.
For the streets.
They thought the drunkie the bear was going to ruin everything.
That's what they thought.
They thought that Grandma Shan was going to forget her way to the studio. And yet here she is. She's killing it. Let's go.
Oh my goodness. Not forget her way to the studio.
Wow.
Lord knows.
Such a long trip.
I mean, here's the thing. Like, who would have thought? Who would have thought? We have told this story a number of times that we, you know, this is back 2020, probably, yeah. Or even sooner. Just constantly talking about, dude, we got to start a podcast together.
2020. It was during 2020. I have a note in my phone that is, it's like notes for the couples podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still in my phone to this day. And it's funny to me that in three years it took us
it was
to get
one
to
of
this
those
point.
Things,
but a lot of ideas that anybody who's ever created something knows.
Yeah.
That's a lot of shit.
It was one of those things where it was like, I think at first it was like, we just were kind of, we're just shooting the shit. And like, we didn't really think, you know, I don't know if we wanted to do it, but it was one of those things where we weren't really putting anything into action. You know, we were just kind of continuing to talk about it. And mainly we would talk about it when we were really tipsy.
Yeah.
It was like the kids were asleep. We poured lots of drinks and it was 2020. So we were in the thick of it and we would just be dreamers and we're like, God, we need to do this thing. And we would crack each other up so much. They were like, somebody's got to want to listen to this.
That's what I was going to interrupt you and say is that what would happen was we'd be kicking it. The kids would be asleep. We'd be pouring some drinks. I'd be Sean. You'd be Shannon. Mm. And we'd be cracking ourselves up.
Yeah.
We'd be cracking each other up. We'd be dying. We'd be like just keeled over, dying. Yeah. Like, you know, then you watch like a comedy or a stand-up special or something and you go, yeah, we're funnier than that.
Yeah.
We're funnier than that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. We
should do this.
People could, we felt like it was very relatable. Like, we kept talking about the fact that we really didn't know of anybody besides maybe celebrities who were couples who were like us. You know, there's not that many people out there doing the damn thing. And so
there are no couples like us. That's a fact.
Okay.
That's a fact.
One of a kind.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
This episode, we're going to dive in. We're going to give you our top moments because we want to take the time. We want to stop and we want to celebrate because we think that everyone out there should do that. You gotta stop and you've got to recognize how far you've come. We've only been doing this a year.
You gotta smell your flowers.
But I got a bone to pick really quick.
Oh boy.
And I wanna talk about some real life stuff before we just get into the mayhem and the funny and the this and that.
Take a little sip of Rimsky.
Yeah, take a sip of Rimsky. We gave you life updates over on Patreon. If you haven't joined over there, I don't know what the hell you're doing, honestly. we're giving all of the juice. We're talking about all the good stuff over on Patreon.
The update on Love is Blind.
Yes.
We did the last three episodes of Love is Blind over there.
We've been talking about our life has been in shambles. So it's patreon.com/thekidsaresleep. It's $5 a month, guys. And then, you know, if you're here, you got to be there. You got to be in on the inside jokes. You got to be in on the inside scoop. Somebody DM'd me this week. She goes, I finally joined Patreon because you've been patronizing us. And she's like, I don't know what I was thinking, because she's like, I have been binging, and I'm dying. So anyhow, it's worth it. But we just shared all the behind the scenes. And so I do want to talk about the fact that Sean is not, what he said at the beginning of the show, he poured some drinks. It's actually a lie. I'm going to call you out. I'm going to call you to the carpet. Wow.
Okay. Of all the days, the 50th show. What
Sean
a guy.
Sean decides to fast. Hang on. Sean Harvey, dad bod coach, decides to do a fast. You guys, this is beyond the realm of possibilities. Let me just let you into a little inside look at our relationship, okay? We're sitting on the couch, and it's like we're 3/4 of the way through the day. We're catching up. I think it's like 4 o'clock at this time.
Yeah.
He drops it on me that I'm like, why are you snapping right now? I was like, have you eaten anything today? And then I look at him and I'm like, are you fasting? Because he had told me a story that he had with his gym folks.
Yeah.
He was chatting with a gym buddy. He was catching up with some like monster chick at the gym. And I just thought it was a conversation he was spinning me up on. He was trying to tell me that they were putting him up on game on like fasting. And he didn't say at the time, like, I'm fasting. And so I find out, because he's biting my head off. I'm like, you haven't eaten today, have you? So he's like, I'm actually fasting. And here's the thing. A, you sprang it on me out of nowhere. Who comes into a relationship thinking that they can fast without the other person? Who would think that that was actually a good idea?
I don't know if we should fast at the same time. That might be we might kill each other or someone else.
Yeah. That's true, but you need that moral support. Like, hey, how are you feeling? What are you doing? How are you keeping your mind off of it?
Listen,
I feel like you kind of need to be in it together.
A decision was made on a whim.
That's what I don't like.
It was a flim-flam. Because
you know what I thought? I said, what else is this guy hiding from me right now?
Oh,
oh wow.
What?
Jeez.
What
oh my
else
goodness.
Am I going to uncover
what
today?
What is wrong with you?
You're fasting? I feel like Ashton Kutcher was going to literally come out. He's going to go, you're being pumped. I'm like, oh, I knew it. I knew it. There's no way this dude would be fasting.
Wow. Wow. This I feel very attacked
right
now.
So, but
this guy, this chump,
can I just say that
this fat guy would never fast.
But can I just say, if you're gonna ever fast at any time, like while your kitchen is being remodeled, seems like the most opportune time to do that.
Yeah, because you can't really move.
You don't have to worry about cooking. You just don't eat.
Yeah, true.
I'll explain myself at the end.
You will. But how I should have started it is, because I went a little hard there. I went hard. because how I should have started it and how I want to back up and say, dude, I'm proud of you. I mean, honestly, like, this is not something that I would say.
Do you see this?
What is going on?
Do you see that? This is sick. That is sick. You just inverted the compliment sandwich. You start with the compliment, you criticize in the middle, you end with a compliment.
Listen, hey, I'm flying by the seat of my pants.
You came in harsh, hot, and heavy. Yeah,
that's
and
what
then,
I liked.
But also, listen, I'm super proud of you of that thing that I just told you I'm super irritated by.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm only irritated because I feel left out now. Because then I said, you didn't even give me the opportunity to want to join you. You said, I'm doing this without you.
I said, how long am I doing it? 48 hours. It's a 48-hour fast. This is the longest I've ever fasted in my life.
So Sean says, I'm doing a 48-hour fast. So I said, okay, fine. Maybe I'll try it with you tomorrow.
And that's you did say that, right?
I did.
So then you could have got on day two.
I tried. I made it to 11 a.m., 12 maybe. And I said, this shit. I drank the little bone broth. I put hot sauce in bone broth, and I said, I need some goddamn food.
Yeah, I get it. I
needed a snack.
I need some food, too. I'm not going to lie. I need some food.
So I text my girlfriend, Letty, because my girlfriend, Letty, is the queen of fasting. And she has been doing this, like, for the last year. So she does, like, 24-hour fast on the regular, probably, like, weekly or every other week.
Yeah.
And then she does, like, 48 to 72, like, monthly or quarterly or something.
I got to just say this about Leticia.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Let me tell you about Leticia, okay?
She is...
Leticia...
locked and loaded, man.
Is... If she wasn't, 5 feet tall?
No, she's, like, probably 5'5".
You think she's 5'5"?
I don't know.
I don't know about that.
No, she's probably 5'3", 5'4".
Okay, let's say 5'3". Yeah. Let's say 5'3", 5'2". Let's just say 5'3". Okay, if she was a 6 foot tall man,
if she was my size,
she'd be president.
Oh my God.
Okay. And also the leader of, she'd be a general.
Cult. She'd be the leader of a cult.
She's hard.
Yeah.
She's a hard person, but she's like a beautiful woman.
Yes.
So it's like, you know, no one's scared of her, but you should be.
You should be.
You should be scared of this woman because she wakes up at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
For no damn reason at all.
She runs marathons.
She runs marathons. She shits and gigs about a triathlon.
She eats right all the time. She's like constantly on her game.
No, she's the best of us. We're on vacation in Hawaii. She's waking up at 4 a.m. without fail.
She is the best of us.
She's the best of us. She's out of all of us. She's the best.
She's the best. And she's funny. And she's pretty.
We can't do what she does. Like, yeah. You know, you like someone does something and you go like, oh, that looks difficult.
Yes. You know, but she makes it also look easy.
Yeah.
And it's like,
and well, she's kind of a dick about it, but it's fine. It's okay. I'll accept it.
I was just going to say she acts like she loves it.
I'm not saying she's a dick about what she does to herself. I'm saying she's a dick to everybody else. Like, she's like, oh, you don't get up at 4 a.m, you punk bitch?
No,
that's how I feel. I feel judged.
That's why.
And
no,
the only reason why I say
you're
that
just being insecure. She's not only, judging you at all.
It's a joke. But the only reason why I say that is because today you said that she said she was proud, and I said
Sean's doing a fast, and she said, "Tell him I'm so proud of him." She did the cry eyes and she did the clapping hands.
I was like,
and Sean had never felt so good about himself in his life.
Mm. Well, not never.
Well, I know.
Not never.
Well, you know, take
but,
a joke.
But, you know.
Yeah, he felt really good.
It was nice. Yeah. It was nice.
It was like El Jefe, like, being like, come here.
Yeah.
Give me, bring it in, big guy.
Yeah. It was somebody that I go like, oh, yeah, like, you're kind of crazy.
You're hard.
Yeah. So, you know, it was.
It was a compliment.
I'm not going to lie. It helped push through.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't even had broth today.
No. And she said this. She said, when you get past like a certain point, you do. Because I said, Sean's kind of feeling a high. She goes, you feel so good. She goes, you start feeling so good that you get addicted to that feeling. You feel energized. She goes, this is what she said to me. She goes, you feel like you want to build a house. I said, not a house.
Yeah, that's the difference between me and Leticia.
I was gonna say. I don't think Sean feels like he's gonna want to build a house.
Sean feels
like he wants to die.
Yeah, I feel like I could
eat a house.
Yeah. I feel like you could renovate a house.
Yeah.
No, not even renovate a house. I feel like I could destroy a house out of anger.
Oh.
You know what I mean? It's not.
Yeah, we went to push record, and I thought, man, this is gonna be interesting. We're going 50 episodes.
You know
on
what
an
I want
stomach.
You to do? Though?
I am a professional.
Yeah.
You know what I want you to do? When you get to that 48th hour,
yeah,
I want you to push it. I want you to push it 2 more hours and go 50.
50?
For the 50th episode.
I thought about that. I'm not going to lie.
Go 50.
So if I can make it till noon tomorrow.
Which is easy because just sleep in.
I know, but the hard thing is the sleep part of the sleeping in.
Just take some DayQuil. Or I mean NyQuil.
Is that breaking the fast now?
Oh, it is. Yep. It's cals. Yeah. It's calories. Anything caloric.
Well, not, anyways, I'm not going to, we're getting too deep.
We're getting tit for tatty.
I appreciate, because if I feel like, you know, taking whatever, I'm going to do what I need to do, but I'm going to try. I respect you. I feel what you're saying. I thought about it. 50 episodes, 50 hour fast, and then 50 drinks, 50 blunts.
Oh, Jesus.
And 50 bottles.
Someone
okay,
is
that's
taking
a little
this too
overkill
far.
There, buddy.
Okay, sorry. Sorry.
Wait, no one stopped and said, I just said tit for tatty. Let's talk about 50 episodes of my isms.
Yes, that was a tit for tatty.
That's
going to last.
That's definitely in the, not that particular one, but no, they've kept us rolling here. we're gonna have to grab some because I've said some things. I've said some odd things.
Well, you're darn tootin'. You're darn tootin'.
Darn tootin'.
I will say this: that the first memory,
yeah, give it to
that
us.
When I think of like the most memorable, the first most memorable moment, it might not even be, but this is the one that pops into my head is you wanna see what I got?
You wanna see what I got? You clip your bush and you show it on camera.
You show the clippings.
In the Ziploc bag. Show the clippings. And you just kind of do a dance.
And you're just holding the clippings. Like, you want to see what I got? You want to see what I got? You want to see what I got?
And so what, that coincides with OnlyShans. I want to say this is like episode what? Like, it three, was, four, or five.
Yeah, I came
right?
out the gate swinging, man.
Yeah, that was, and it was. And I
said, we started a podcast. What do you want to know? I'm gonna bare my soul.
I thought,
you know, I fart on people. I shart my head. I thought, well, I'm coming here to bare my soul.
No, you.
I didn't leave any cards on the table. I said, what do you want to see? Come in. Well, I opened the clam and I said. Welcome.
Whoa.
What people wow.
Do I need to bleep that? I can't.
The clam.
Well, it's a reference from Patreon.
It is a reference from Patreon and also a children's book, but that's neither here nor there.
That's so true.
I will say this.
Rocky's Book Report.
But I will say this is weird. So, the beginning of the show, Shannon got, like, she used to get way more tipsy.
Yeah, I had a couple drinks. Yeah. I had a couple drinks.
She used to drink like
vodka.
I think.
No, it wasn't vodka. What was it?
No, I think it was wine, but I think that you used to be the Malibu. So you were going back and forth with the liquor.
Yeah, because I was nervous. Let's be honest. This was my first. Sean has been doing podcasting. What did you have your podcast for 5 years?
Yeah.
So he was a professional. Here I am, loose goose, loose lipped. Harv,
yeah,
and I'm coming to do this thing I've never done. I don't even know what a microphone is. You've performed your whole life. Put a microphone in my face. I am trembling in these streets. We've talked about this before. And so for me, it was like, I kind of did lean on that as a crutch. I don't know why, because I've never done that in my whole life. Like, been like, oh, I need to have a drink. But I think back and I think, well, I probably did just to like get a little loosened up and then maybe just like kind of took it too far. Because what I didn't realize is that I didn't put two and two together that getting tipsy and like laughing and joking with your friends is really fun in real life. But then it doesn't translate too loose on a podcast.
Yeah,
like you need to have your whereabouts.
Yeah.
And your brain, what I found is that my brain didn't click on all cylinders. So I would constantly be like, wait, what's the word for that? Or like, I just thought, you know what? Get it together. Put your turtleneck on. Lace your boots up. You can have a drink and let's like be serious about this.
Yeah. Touche. I also think that it was different for you in the beginning because you would drink before the episode out of nerves.
Yeah.
So like you'd be anticipating recording.
Yeah.
And so you'd start drinking before.
Yeah.
And not like
wow.
there was.
Wow.
No. I'm just saying. So this is yeah. why I say that is because see what I got.
Oh.
Was a hilarious.
It was a pretty good episode though.
Hilarious example of when it goes right. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I could tell listening to the episode, like, in the moment, I was cracking up.
Because here's the thing. I actually...
Hold on.
Oh, go ahead.
In the moment, I was cracking up. As I listened to it on the podcast in my headphones, I realized, oh, this bitch is drunk. You know what I'm saying? Like, she is drunk right now. I didn't catch how drunk you were. Because in the moment, like you said, I was having drinks. You were having drinks.
Yeah.
We're like, you know, we're having this back and yeah. forth. But then it went on an obnoxious amount. But it was still funny. And I don't think for the people that were listening that don't necessarily know you, I don't know that everyone caught on
no, they
to
just
how
thought,
faded
they thought,
you were.
Wow, this chick is really...
expressive. Really confident in her expressions.
No, I think they thought this. She's a silly person.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
What a goofball!
Like she doesn't care, and that was like the opposite of what was happening. But I went down a tunnel. I kept saying, and I kept thinking of what else someone would want to see, and it was all pieces of your body parts. And it was like I was putting them in baggies. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I don't know why this was the thing that I was thinking.
Toenail clippings.
It was liquor talking.
Toenail clippings and belly button lint. And this is the thing, guys. I got to tell you. I had a ball.
Yeah.
I was having a ball. So it was kind of one of those things where you just kind of let someone have a ball. Because they looked like they were having so much fun. It's like,
yes.
Let's just let her go.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
you kept looking at me like, okay.
But it was like a beautiful accident.
Yeah.
You were like one you want to see what I got away from, like, ruining everything. You're one. You want to see what I got away from? We're just canceled. We're just done.
We're just going to be done. We're never doing this again.
iTunes calls us up. They go, yeah, no, you can't do that again.
No, I remember I was talking about OnlyFans, and I was like, yeah, so many people are doing OnlyFans. And you're like, yeah, tell me about it. Like, you thought that I had, like, you thought that before the episode I had done, like, major research. Like, yeah. I hadn't done, like, all, I was just, like, go, I was kind of flying by the seat of my pants. But it turned out. It worked great.
Ism.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun. You're fun. I think that was the beginning of, like okay, I felt confident from the beginning. But yeah. That was our first catchphrase.
Yep.
That was our first catchphrase. That was the first thing that it's like, you may not have been the first person to say that sentence, but in that, you want to see what I got? You want to see? That's trademarked, done.
People still DM me all the time.
People text me all the time. You want to see what I got?
You want to see what I got?
It's a thing. So that was like our first, I feel like, you know, in our own little version of viral, that was our first viral moment. That's what kind of made the show a show.
I'm looking at number two. And these kind of go hand in hand. Wow.
Drunky the Bear. See, now this was when...
Hey, don't get it confused with want to see what I got. Because this is a separate occasion.
No, this is... And it's hilarious because it's like... One came really close after the other. So at first, it was like... You know, it's almost like... I coach a lot of basketball teams, right? So sometimes you'll see a kid... And he'll take a bad shot. Or in one game, he'll take a bunch of bad shots and they'll just go in.
Yeah.
And you just go like, all right, I'll accept it because it went in.
Right.
It worked. So I'm not gonna try to coach it out of you. I'm not gonna try to discipline you, take you out the game. I'm just taking these made baskets.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what I did with the first you want to see what I got.
Yep.
So then we had friend of the show, Ashley Molstead, comes to town. She's kicking it with us. We have her on the show.
Yeah.
And before, and you, we've talked about this before, but for those of you that are new to the show, we'll play you a little clip and you'll see what we're talking about.
You guys know. You heard the podcast.
Yes.
We're
hysterical.
You get it.
We push play on whatever we're doing. We're watching it back. And
we're recording our reaction to watching ourselves.
Oh, my God.
And then, babe, listen. And then
somebody. I've used that footage on many a reel.
Somebody, nine times out of ten. And then somebody puts through a message, DM. It's like, oh, I can't believe you're hanging out with Ashley Molstead.
So that is Shannon getting shit-faced before we press record. I'll never forget this. You want to talk about fasting? You want to talk about the fast that I'll die for?
Yeah, I was fasting.
You were fasting, but also drinking alcohol.
Yeah.
You were empty stomach, complete empty stomach. And I remember you started the first thing that hit your stomach that morning, because we recorded pretty early, was tequila and soda. It was a tequila
was vodka,
juice.
I think it was tequila or vodka.
No, it was tequila specifically.
Yeah.
It was tequila and a mixer and ice. Mm-hmm. Big straw.
Yeah.
And I feel like you downed like the first one before we started recording.
Yeah. So it was at least halfway gone.
When I say like the first...
I was like in my 20s again. I don't know what I was doing.
30 minutes. But babe, this is nerves. I'm not judging you.
It was nerves. And I'll tell you, on top of the nerves, it was that... Not only has Sean been podcasting forever and performing, but Ash has two successful podcasts. So she has her own podcast. She's been podcasting also with her best friend for probably 6 or more years now. And they have a podcast that's super successful. So I knew coming in, not only was she my girlfriend, like that part would have been very comfortable, but the fact that she was coming in to our podcast and I wanted it to be... In my head, I wanted it to be dope. I wanted her to be like, this is so great. I wanted to put on for her.
Well, I think you also wanted to recreate the, like, because when you guys, at this point in your lives, when you guys got to, and this is last year, but when you guys got together, it was always a party.
Mm-hmm.
You guys were a walking party.
Yeah.
And so I feel like when she walked in the door, it was party time.
Yeah, I handed her a drink.
Obviously, in the future, we've recorded again, much better episode. And it was just like, hey, let's just, have the drink as we record and, you know, be civilized human beings.
Yeah.
And it went much better. But this particular time, I want to say the first 10, 15 minutes, I remember the feeling of like, huh. That was weird. That was a weird thing she said. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I was odd.
Yeah. But then it was like, as we got to the end of the first break, I'll never forget just being like, oh, this is...
I don't
is,
think that she's like got her wits about
her. I don't think she's in the room with us.
I think she's blacked out. I had lost it.
We lost an entire half of the show, which we ended up using on Patreon.
Yeah.
Because that was peak. That was peak faded.
Yeah.
That was Drunky the Bear. That was when Drunky the Bear came out. She's knocking shit over. Drunky the Bear made her introduction.
Yeah.
We got a whole merch line based off of this chick. And so Drunky the Bear reared her head around the corner.
Yeah.
And it was such a moment.
I said, hey, peekaboo.
And it was, and I don't say this, guys, I don't want you guys to think I'm attacking my wife. I don't say this as a negative story. I've told this once before. I'm telling it again for the new people here.
No, I'm good with it.
The reason why I tell the story is because afterwards,
I had no idea. I knew
I was going to have this conversation with my wife, and I was dreading it because I don't know if you guys know this, but Shannon does not take criticism very well. I don't know if you guys know this or not. Shannon does not take criticism very well.
I am also, besides other people critiquing me, I have always been my own, like whatever anybody would say to me, I've said meaner things to myself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So like if you knew that if I listened to the episode back,
I was going to cry. You were going to. And so, so I told you, and we I think that's maybe the sixth episode.
Yeah, it was early.
And I feel like that was another one of those moments where, that was really the first real moment where I was like, okay, now we're cooking with grease. And the reason why I say that is because you were in your feelings about it.
Yeah.
You were hurt, but then we had to record again.
Yeah.
And guess what you did?
You got right back on the wheel.
And once I saw that you could do that and that you were capable of that, I said, oh shit, we could do this.
Yeah. I know what I did wrong. I learned from my mistakes.
Yeah.
I'm in my 40s. It was trial and error.
It was a hell of a day. That's what it was.
I'll tell you, it's blackmail. So if I ever think about, you know, walking out on you.
This is why we can't blackmail each other. It's because we did a whole Patreon episode where we actually released the worst parts of the episode so people could hear it.
I honestly think there's cutting.
You think there's more?
No, there's cutting room floor.
There's cutting room floor that couldn't even
make it to air because it was so bad that I wasn't making any sense. It wouldn't have even been good to listen to.
My favorite.
There was
my favorite would be you'd be like, you'd interrupt everybody to say something and then completely,
it didn't even make sense.
Didn't say anything, and then you'd trail off. You go, no. If you think about it.
Anyway.
Yeah. And then we'd be like, okay, no. If you think about it, you'd be thinking. You get what I'm saying? No, you'd be thinking.
Yeah.
So that was a moment. I loved it. It was super fun.
Yeah.
No, it was a horrible experience. I'm not going to lie. No, I also learned it was not an ego boost, but it was one of those moments where I was like, shit, I still got it. Because when I tell you,
you kept it
that
together.
I was furious.
Oh, I know.
In the moment.
Yeah.
When I tell you, I was sitting beside you and I, you know, have you seen Mr. and Mrs. Smith? You know, remember the therapy scene where Brad Pitt and he's like, you know, I love my wife. I love her, but sometimes I just want to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was that moment, and it was, but I didn't lead on to it.
I had no idea.
I didn't lead on to it.
I didn't know you were upset.
And I was like, oh, it was just a good moment. It let me know we could function in chaos, and it was dope. And we grew. We grew from it.
Yeah. I had a good cry. You handled it well. I came back like the comeback queen. I knocked it out of the park, and then here, the blah, 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 50 episodes, man.
50 episodes, man.
And here we are.
And here we are.
Her being the only one drinking at this point. So it's kind of, you know, in comparison, she's kind of Drunky the Bear right now.
Am I Drunky the Bear?
No, not at all.
Just because you have some alcohol in you and we don't.
Oh, because I have a glass of rosé. Yeah,
true. You're just that far ahead of us.
Yeah. Well, on that note, let's take a break.
Haven't subscribed to our Patreon yet?
Come on!
Well, here's a taste of what you've been missing on the After Pod.
There's so many couples where you're like, I like the wife, but the husband is the worst. Or the girl is just rude or quiet or whatever weird. The case may be. You almost never get
a twosome.
The twosome.
You're
like, oh my God, they're both so
good. They're both cool.
So we went through a bad streak, but we're on a freaking roll.
We're drafting. Our draft picks are pretty good. You get a kick out of making me wait extended amounts of time. And then we do it, and then I'm like, hello. Hello. And then the next day, I'm like, she ain't gonna be able to keep her hands off me.
And then I do.
And then she just can't even get a hug the next day. My whole explore section is love is blind memes and flat earth theories.
Not the flat earth
theory. You guys didn't
theory.
Know? Oh. Shut I'm not gonna get into that right now then.
Shut
You're
up.
Not ready.
Sign up now at patreon.com/thekidsasleep.
Hello, welcome, welcome back. It is me, it is I, you thought I was gone, huh? Mr. Le Pew is up here, I came to say hello to you. It's our 50th, eh?
Hey.
What is this lame-o doing over here? He's not drinking? I'll come, I'll have a drink. What are we doing here? Look, I've got some ideas, guys. Sean's in the bathroom and I figured I'd come and I would submit them to you while he is taking a poo, okay? Okay, all right, okay. So guys, I know you guys have been doing. This is how you met me with the Only Shans, eh? Okay, well look, I think we need to expand the brand. Only Shans, it's cool, it's limited. We need to add.
We need to add
to the shh in Shans, and we need to add Only Shans. Do you agree with me?
Yes.
Do you? Okay. So we're thinking. I know everyone is thinking. They say it's probably going to be a bunch of Sean puns, right? Sean Carter, Sean Colleon. No. We are not doing this. This has been done, okay? What we are going to do, we are going to sell exclusive new products associated with Sean and Sean alone. First product, okay? The gray sweatpants. You've heard of this, right? You've heard of this, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we do the gray sweatpants. We put the gray, but we write the word gray over the penis, okay? And then we insert a print that is legendary. Okay, a legendary print. Do you like this idea? I know you do. Okay, we will move on to the next one. The next one is a pineapple upside down cake for the freaks out there. Okay, it is the best pineapple upside down cake. You don't need to put a pineapple upside down. You eat the pineapple upside down cake and people will know that you are down to swing in the thing. You get me?
Yeah.
You get me?
I like it.
Okay, the last thing, because we know this guy. He's fasting right now. He's probably hot and bothered as I speak. Okay, so what we will do, we will get the pocket fan. The pocket fan specifically for when the little things in life that get you upset, that you get all hot and bothered under the collar. You pull out the fan, you cool yourself off. Now you're cool. Now you're relaxed. This is good?
This is good.
Okay, before this asshole comes back, I just want to say congratulations on your 50th episode. And remember, mademoiselle, you look beautiful, okay? What's going on? What is going on, guys? What are we laughing at?
Pepe was a highlight. Pepe's been a highlight.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Talk about throwbacks.
Your voices. Your
Whose
impersonations.
Voices? Whose voices?
You, Sean Harvey.
Ooh. You talk. I'm a different person than Mr. Le Pew. That's a different guy.
Okay. Well,
that's weird.
Okay.
Well, do we look alike or something?
Just a little bit. You follow me around the house. You follow me around the freaking house.
Just a little bit.
Just a tiny bit.
Yes.
He's like a little bit smaller.
Yes. Yeah. I promise you guys, we're going to bring back some more skits.
Yeah.
I feel like we kind of fell off of those.
Yeah. Sean loves a good skit.
But, you know, yes, we got to do that.
You know what else
and
he loves?
I vow. That we are gonna get Shannon. We're gonna get Shannon.
What do you mean? I'll do a skit.
We're gonna get Shannon on some skits.
Throw me an idea.
No,
let me do a skit.
What do you want to see the next 50 episodes before we even get back to the reminiscing?
Also, will you guys just write in a review real quick? Whatever platform that you're on. Sean looked the other day and he's like, wait a second.
You know when the last time someone left a review?
Yeah. We've gotten the 5 stars.
Oh, people lots of have been 5 stars.
The 5 stars, but we haven't gotten.
We need words.
Well, on Apple specifically.
Yeah, that's the only place I looked.
You guys, we need you just quick. You can write anything you want. You can write, love it.
No,
you know what I mean.
Don't write anything you want.
Okay.
I want you to write something that's gonna make me laugh.
Yeah.
I want you to write something that's gonna entertain me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like
and just, write it. Let people know.
Yes, an inside joke of the show.
An inside joke of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or perfect. You know, if you don't like the content of the show, you can at least you know comment about. How well it's produced, you know? Supreme quality, you know?
That's a fact.
We don't mess around over here.
No, yeah, right, guys, no, guys.
I'd be a mole fish for compliments. What are you talking about?
Yeah, yeah, just talk about me.
I don't want to blow a gasket over here, okay?
You don't want to blow what?
I don't want to inflate anyone's head over here. No. But I got to say this, and this has been true for about 20 years for me. But what people don't realize is that anything that I have done, when I tell you, I'm talking about from music to the Broken Glass podcast to this. If people came to my shows or they listened to my music on a CD, whatever, however they intook my music, everyone, everywhere always said the same thing. Damn, that just sounds good. Like, how do you get it to sound like that? We got the best engineer in podcasting.
Mm-hmm.
Aw, yeah. Thanks.
Yeah.
And also we have DJ RPM and he's right here in the building. No, we got the best. We have the best sound engineer, super overqualified. He really should be working for Disney, but they're stupid.
Yeah.
So,
well, you can't have him now.
Well, yeah, no.
Because he's going to be producing the
now he's an indentured servant
in the world.
I can't work for Disney now because Pepe Le Pew is Warner Brothers.
It's a conflict. Yeah. It's a conflict. But
people are now coming and wanting RPM to work on their podcast.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
So
yeah, after Ashley saw how well I chopped up that Drunkie the Bear episode, she's like, this guy's like, a beast. Shit. Holy shit. How did you make that episode sound decent? How did you do it?
Come over here and help us.
So let's give RPM his flowers.
Thank you. I appreciate
RPM his flowers. You don't hear me clapping? What's going on?
Well, no, I didn't want to overdo it.
Oh, no. We're going to
do it all okay. When I figured RPM could add in a sound that probably sounds better than this.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to add in like a whole
clapping. Okay, let's get back to it. We're going back to the five, love you too, the five moments that made the show what it is today. The third moment, I feel like, was a moment that really peeled my potato. it really shined my shoes.
Mm.
It really went skrrt on the freeway.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? This is when we came up with...
You know what pisses me off, babe?
You know what really grinds my gears? You know what really turns me into an animal?
You know what burns my brisket?
I'll tell you what really bakes my bacon.
Do you know what clogs my gutters?
I'll tell you what really dries my butthole.
You know what really seasons my meat?
You know what really causes a 3-car pileup in front of my house? This is when we're getting into the good stuff.
Yeah.
So the segment, Hot and Bothered, I believe on the first show, this is what really got me, and this is what sold me. This is when I knew we were like in love with each other,
yeah,
for
the
sure.
Dynamic duo
was when you said, "We were using various versions." Because let's be honest, it's a take on what really grinds my gears from Family Guy.
Yeah,
and you said, "You know what really ripens my avocado?" And we had talked about avocados earlier for some reason.
Yeah, it was a callback.
And it was a callback. But when you know what really ripens my avocado, that was so funny that it was like, I remember going, okay, now I got
to
think of something.
Yeah.
And so it
started as like a bitch fest.
Yes.
And then by Sean. Sean was like, let's do this new. So he brought it to me. And again, this goes back to us like, just being a good team. You brought the new segment. You're like, let's do the segment. You think of some, I'll think of some. I'm like, cool, let's do it. But we hadn't, like, the evolution of the transitions for Hot and Bothered.
Took it over the top, it's
everyone's favorite
it's
segment.
Our most popular segment, bar none,
because of the transitions
which you brought to it. I will say that was I'll go back, if you guys go back and listen to the first Hot and Bothered episode, which is I think episode 6 or 7 or 8, I hated your Hot and Bothered.
I don't remember.
But your transitions were good.
Oh.
But like were your, they stupid? Your transitions
were
good.
Was I hot and bothered
about you? No, you were hot and bothered about like stupid shit. It wasn't.
Oh, okay. I hadn't done this before.
You didn't. Yeah, I don't.
I didn't know what we were doing.
I think I tried to like, it was like, I thought you understood what I was saying.
Yeah.
And so then you were like taking like these. It just.
Do you remember what they even were?
I don't remember. I just remember them being like, it's like petty, but not. Not unique and weird enough, you know.
Oh, okay.
They were
very
general.
Yeah,
they were very general. It's like you know what makes me mad when I get into a car accident. It was kind of like, oh, okay, yeah, everyone,
yeah, everyone gets mad about that.
Yeah, yeah, everyone hates that. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, no, like give me something that's weird.
When are you gonna get better at this, Shannon? It's been 6 episodes.
You know what I mean? And then
I'm like, oh, I'm Drunky the Bear.
Well, and I didn't want to hear yours.
Yeah,
I didn't want to hear yours, but I feel like this because we didn't want to hear each other's. We wanted to have the honest reaction.
Oh yeah,
but then
that didn't go well.
But then the next time we did it though,
yeah,
we've never told each other what our hot and bothers are gonna be.
Yeah,
and the next time we did it, it was I thought fire. It was like we had it. We figured it out.
One of the things we've learned from this is like what in doing all these episodes together is like sometimes we don't want to talk about something, you know, and it works very well, spur of the moment. You know, in ad lib.
Yeah.
But then there's some things where it's like, God, we should have talked about that. We should have planned that out. That didn't go as well as we thought it would.
Yeah. Agreed.
Would, you know.
Agreed.
All right. What's our fourth favorite?
I said this because I want to say that these are moments that made the show.
Yeah.
And I want to say this was the first time that you, and for the life of me, I'm not going to lie, as I was prepping for the show, I totally forgot to find this one, but it was the first question box.
Yeah, question box of the week.
What was the, I can't remember now what the first question box was.
I think it was, these are your confessions.
These are your confessions. Yeah, another great recurring.
Of the week.
Yeah, that definitely comes in. Close second to Hot and Bothered.
Yeah, you know, like this is when people started sharing. This is where you guys get involved.
Yeah, and that's the thing that we ended up really loving.
Yes,
from it is it's like, okay, we have this podcast, you know, and like we can talk about. We're like, okay, let's share things that are relatable, and
our
we can just
inside jokes.
We can share inside jokes. We can share let's catch up from the week. But then we're like, how can we actually connect with you? How can we share as you know in each other's lives? How can we learn from each other? How can we laugh with each other while we're doing this thing?
Yes.
And so bringing you all in on a weekly basis, we started doing question boxes of the week that were totally different every single time. Some of them were super raunchy.
Ugh.
Some of them were lighthearted. Some of them were like just the confessions, whatever. Some of them, we got you involved in Hot and Bothered, and it just ended up like being, I think, probably one of my top highlights of the show so far.
Come on. I think it was the cherry on the top.
Yeah.
By the time we did our first question box, I feel like we had done a couple of bits. We'd done a couple of skits.
Yeah.
You know, I've done a couple of impressions.
We shared our story on how we met.
Did this. We played some music.
Yeah.
We did some things. You know what I mean?
We introduced ourselves. You guys got to know us.
But then what we didn't know was that you guys were funny.
Yeah,
we didn't know that you guys got us. Like it's hard, you know. Of course, you're gonna get the DMs and the reviews.
Yeah,
but then it's like to this day, people will write in and they'll go like, you know what really shells my peanut?
Yeah,
you know, and that's just on a that's on an actual DM of like, you know, a serious topic.
Right,
but they get our sense of humor.
Yes,
you guys get our sense of humor. You guys get the jokes.
Yes,
and you're in on them.
And one of the things that I think I discovered, because I think going into the podcast, again, we've talked about my nerves and all of that. I think I thought even though I shared some pretty egregious.
Hey! That was like the callback of all callbacks right there.
That was the first.
Hey!
The first thing that drove RPM crazy was Shannon saying egregious.
Yeah.
No, that's the first thing that I spoke up about being.
There's a laundry list of things I hate about you.
You think that's the first thing I didn't let the hubris
this is my
of this
confession.
Guy?
Okay.
Wow.
Tell us more.
It gets dark. Got dark real quick.
But I uncovered a lot. I get that. But also, there were like I wasn't completely myself. You know, like, if that makes sense. Like, I uncovered some things, but then I wasn't also completely myself. I don't know if that makes sense.
No, it does. No, stop it. Before, I want to explain that for people. What most people don't understand about comedians and people who perform in general, who have a microphone, is that Dave Chappelle is not just one of the funniest people on earth. It's the fact that he is comfortable with a microphone. The guy you see on stage is the guy that goes to dinner with his friends and family.
Yeah.
Like, they know that guy. And once you, it takes years, a lot of times, to be the guy you are at home, the funny that we all, everyone's funny, guys, everyone's funny.
Yeah.
You put a microphone in someone's face,
it's so hard.
They're a different person.
Yes.
And it takes years to then, you know,
translate.
Take the person that you're as funny you at the party to be funny you on the microphone when people are watching.
Yeah. The and microphone so, changes everything.
Changes everything.
The light in your face, the camera, the microphone. You think that you're just going to come on and chat. You know, oh, it's a podcast. We're just going to come on and talk.
There's nothing.
It's a completely different ballgame.
And I'm giving you more flowers is that I think that the reason why you took to it is because you already did this process with Instagram.
Yeah.
And so how much trial and error.
Oh my God.
That did. I mean, remember when we were doing the thrillers?
Oh my God.
Right? We were doing all this dancing stupid shit, dancing on Triller,
whatever.
Doing all kind of stupid stuff that we would never do today, right? Yeah. But we did all this kind of weird stuff, and you specifically went and you put yourself out there, and then you learned through putting yourself out there, through lighting and how do you look, and then like, what is my face doing right now?
Yeah.
You learned like, okay, this is a process, and now you got to a point where you can make a reel literally sitting in your car and it's funny.
Yeah.
And so I feel like you went through that process one time, and so this was an accelerated process for you.
Yeah, it's like what everyone says nowadays. It's like cringe. Oh, you have to be cringe. Everyone's cringe at the beginning.
Yeah,
like everyone, no one knows what they're doing at the beginning.
The first time you do anything, the first time Michael Jordan picked up a basketball, it was cringe.
It was cringe.
But he got over that real quick. That's the difference.
But what I was saying is that what I discovered is that you all at home like also are, I thought that I couldn't be as raw as I truly am. Like, I, you know, I could be buttoned up in my corporate life. I can be this, but like truly who I am, I'm like, I'm out here. Like I say weird shit, but also I've done a lot of things in my life that I do want to talk about and share because it's so relatable. And what I found is that so many people out there, not only you guys don't have your own podcast, so you guys are also living through us. And you're like, even if you haven't had these experiences, y'all like the things that we've been through. Y'all like when we share things that I'm like, ooh, maybe I shouldn't have said that. Maybe I should have shared that I've done that. Yeah. Maybe I shouldn't have, whatever it is. Like, you guys love to, whether or not you've done it or not, it's like people out there want to hear all of it.
They
want to
hear the real, but also they can relate.
You can relate. Even if you haven't done it, you can relate. Because sometimes it's your inside person where you're like, God, I think that too, or whatever.
We all live in the same world, guys. It's you know, varying degrees of differences and whatnot. But I do feel like, you know, we've all embarrassed ourselves. We've all done gross things. We've all shit our pants once or twice, you know?
You know, some more than others.
Some more than others.
Man, the gray sweats, I'll tell you, it didn't make the list, but on the top five. But the gray sweats, the sharding on the gray sweats, and just gray sweats. People send me gray sweats memes and reels every single day. It's a wide variety of the reason why. It's not even about sharding. It's about like a dude wearing gray sweats and seeing their package or whatever the case may be. I get gray sweats, reels, and memes every day.
I feel like we low-key put gray sweat.
The mangerie.
The mangerie.
What are you talking about? You came. No, I have to say this today. Today, Sean showered and he came downstairs.
Stop
this
it.
Man was wearing a gray wife beater and gray sweats. It took me about 5 minutes. I looked at him and I said, are you in your mangerie? He's like, are you trying to tell me something? He's trying to tell me something. Hey, that's his hint.
To me.
Without saying anything. He's like, I'm trying to go upstairs.
I'm going to say something.
Okay.
I'm going to say something.
Okay.
I want you to know, and I want you to feel, that if you see me in gray sweats and you don't take advantage, that what you're doing, what you're doing is no different than if I saw you in some lingerie and just was just like,
said,
cool.
Just, you were just like, oh,
sat down and was like, let's, here, pass me the chips. Yeah, let's
watch a show.
Let's watch a show. If that's what you want to do with a man in lingerie, okay, that's fine. That's teach his own.
I could tell you got, I could tell you got hurt feelings though, and then nothing. It just wasn't like a little.
And I was trying to do it. I'm not going to lie to you.
You're fasting.
I was trying to do it on a fast. I didn't know if it was going to be good or bad. I don't know if it was a good decision or a bad decision, but I was willing to find out.
I
was willing to find out.
I didn't. Okay, listen. I was at a crossroads. Okay, ladies.
You were hungry.
No.
You
were hungry. No, that wasn't it. I thought to myself, this man is in gray top to bottom. He has to be trying to tell me something. But then I thought, he's fasting. He can't be truly trying to tell me something because he hasn't eaten any food. Like, who? I couldn't wrap my head around it. Like, I was going back and forth about what you could be meaning.
You should, I mean this in like the, you should ask Letty because she may know the answer if it's a good idea or not.
Oh yeah. To just around.
I'm not going to lie. Letty could do anything on a fast. she could build a bus.
Yeah.
And then drive it.
Letty's like, what are you talking about? Yeah. I've done anything you want. Name it. I've done it.
On a fast.
Fasted.
Sauna on a fast.
Yeah. Letty's ran a marathon on a fast. Guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
Woman is superwoman. Okay. I want to intro.
Oh, sorry.
Oh.
No. Oh, I'm sorry.
No.
No. I thought I was going to say it, but then you said.
No.
So,
no, you go. No, you go. Okay. Okay, I'm going to go. Number five. Well, another runner-up could be our compatibility.
Okay, that's...
Okay.
The show doesn't...
Number five. Nothing happens without that. I'm going to give Sean his flowers. The introductions, the intros to our show are what makes the show. Every show, we didn't know, and I'll share this with all of you. I don't think that Sean knew that from the first episode when we come in, and it's like, and welcome back, and he switches it up every week. I don't think that we knew that it was a thing, but... Every single week, this man comes with a different 50 weeks in a row.
Facts.
He has come with a different intro. That takes some talent.
So I didn't know until the second episode.
Wow. It didn't dawn on you.
I'm not going to lie. So we had the...
Such a professional.
I remember we had the phrase... Number one podcast for parents that need a break.
Yeah. That's our, still our logo.
That's our logo. That's
what
our
is motto,
right?
Whatever. What is that? Logo, motto, tagline? What did they call that?
Yeah, whatever. It's our slogan.
Slogan. Oh my God. That was
our slogan, right?
That was another, that was a grammar shame.
So I did it the first time and I did the slogan. And honest to God, it was one of those, I couldn't think of anything else to say, right? I was like trying to think of the intro and I was like, how do I want to do this? Because that's there's no blueprint, right? There's no how do you start the show off? So I just kind of went with it. I wrote the thing out, you know. Welcome to the number one podcast for parents that need a break. The kids are asleep. We pour some drinks. Same. I'm Shannon. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. So all that was just like I wrote that.
Yeah.
And the thing that I'm most proud of myself about is that stays the same. Right? In every episode, like, the kids are asleep, we pour some drinks, I'm Shannon, and who knows what the hell we're going to talk about this week. That line, who knows what the hell we're going to talk about this week, when I tell you that was probably constructed 3 minutes before we pressed record.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know what the hell, what I was really saying was, I don't know how the hell to end this.
An intro into the show.
I don't know how to transition from the kids are asleep, we pour some drinks, I'm Sean, I'm Shannon, and I'm sitting
and
there
and
I was
like, what's the next sentence?
Yeah, what's the next sentence?
I remember talking about...
I ran that by you, remember that?
I remember talking about not only the intro, but the outro, and you know, when you... think about what people are doing in this world.
Yeah.
It's like, it takes a lot, not only like to the graphic, to like all of the equipment, to all the ins and outs of like starting a podcast. It's not just like you show up in a microphone and you go. It's all the stuff behind the scenes. So major thought went into like, what's our intro and our outro going to be? And how do they really guide the show and intro and exit the show. And what sounds like RPM, we met with RPM, we're like, what sounds? And he like went back his, you know, is the lab.
Yes.
RPM went back to the lab, the rap lab.
Back to the rap lab.
And he was like, you know, sending us stuff. And we were like, oh, this sound. And we can't really hear this. We want this turned up.
Yes, yes.
And we went back and forth a lot. And then what's interesting is when you think, oh, we'll probably, you know, as we go, we'll probably change that because we didn't know if it was that good.
100%.
And do you know how many people they send me this all the time. They're like, I literally can't like be told, I'll see you next week without in my head saying,
when the kids are asleep.
And it's just the intro and the outro have just like they're just cement.
Well, and
they're so good.
Let me bring it home in this way.
And really RPM,
you're going to understand this the most. This is my favorite part.
Yeah.
Was because everyone contributed. Everyone kind of had their little spin, right? But when I tell you, as like we did a podcast for 5 years and it changed so gradually, right? Things changed, logos changed, everything changes. When you finished the intro, the episode one intro, audio-wise, sound-wise, which are both the same thing.
Yeah.
Audio and sound. The sound effects, the timing of it, nothing's changed.
Yeah.
Like we haven't, usually you always have to tweak that.
Yeah.
You always have to go, okay, that works, but this part doesn't, so we're going to take this out, we're going to put this in.
Yeah.
Like it is the same intro, and then the thing that is also the same is that I change it up every time, which is weird, but I remember the second episode, I just thought, oh, the only thing I don't like about it is that it's a little boring. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, right. It's just, so the first time
for
I did
parents
it, it
was a break and we're like, okay. Yeah,
the first time it was fine. It was like, it's the slogan. It's the number one podcast for parents need a break.
Right.
But I just felt like if I come in every time with that, that's just a little boring.
100%.
So then I was like, okay, I think the second one I checked on was the number one podcast in the Western Hemisphere, which is a weird thing to say.
Yeah, and then it was going to be about like locations and logistics.
Yes, then I kept wanting to expand it out in the multiverse.
Yeah,
and then in the blah 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 the continents and then and then it just got weird, you know. Then it just got because then what's in the news today? I remember Britney Spears got slapped, and then it was like the number one podcast people that got slapped by, you know.
I feel like y'all should have a wall. Like you should get all of these accolades, like put in frames, you know, like little certificates, you know, and just put that on your wall and have the number one podcast accolades.
We are. Yes. That's so funny.
You should do that.
All
that,
over that in the back. That should be like all around us when we record.
Yeah, like we do video. You know how like people, a lot of the podcasts, they have all these little knickknacks and things like that in the background. Like that should be your thing. It's like the wall of accolades. And then you can point back and go, remember when we got this award?
Yes.
The number one podcast for people that get slapped or whatever.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes.
Man, that's actually a really good idea. People would be like, damn, these people are number one on 100 different things.
It's like when you see artists, they got all those like billboard plaques on the wall,
then,
you know?
But it looks grandiose, but then you look at it and you go, number one podcast for people who walk around the grocery store eating pineapple upside down cake looking for swingers.
Specific.
What?
Who comes up with these studies?
How many of those people are there, Pam?
Yeah.
Really. Pamela, how many of those people are there? It's got to be six, seven at the most.
How much competition was there for that award?
that's about six, seven people. That can't be. How did you get an award ceremony for that? That is a. That's
you
a
know
whole...
what? One thing that we like to do, we like to keep people guessing.
Yeah, we do. You want to see what we got?
You want to see what we got? You want to see what we got? We are going to take our honorable mentions. We have actually five honorable mentions for the podcast. We've got some shows to review. We've got more to talk about.
God.
Like always, we're going to take it over to Patreon. So that's where that's the spot. Yeah. That's where you want to be for the AfterPod. You want to be a part of AfterPod fam and crew. So get over there.
And don't be strangers. Don't be strangers. We always are receptive to your ideas. We want to see what you guys want to see the show doing in the next 50 episodes. Also, I don't know if you guys know this, but 10 weeks from now, we'll be doing our 50th AfterPod.
Yep.
So that'll be a thing.
Yeah, so every week we not only release episodes here, but every Tuesday on Patreon. So, and we've never missed a week over there.
Never missed a
week. The longer you wait to subscribe, the more episodes have to binge.
Yeah, you'll be way behind. You don't want to be that far behind.
You don't want to be that far behind.
It'll take
man.
You forever.
Yeah.
So get on it.
So get on it. Get on it like a pineapple upside down. Mm. Also, some things coming up. We got to watch the documentary. What's the documentary? Stalker Killer?
I don't know.
This is on Netflix. It's like American Stalker Killer, something like that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to get on that. Also, we got to talk about, we watched American Nightmare. We watched American Nightmare, and we got to review that. We'll do that over on Patreon as well, because that documentary was insane.
Yep.
And it's hard. I can't get this guy to watch Love is Blind, but hopefully I can get you to watch American Nightmare.
Yeah.
Because American Nightmare.
If you really think I should watch Love is Blind, I will. I mean, I watched the, what was the Marvel one that I didn't want to watch and you made me watch it?
Yeah,
there's
Gen Z.
WandaVision. I watched it and I ended up enjoying it.
Yeah,
you did. You know.
Oh, the Boys. He's on the Boys. You know the Boys.
Yeah. But Gen Z.
I actually bailed out on the Boys. Second season. I don't know. Some of it just got obnoxious. Like, just some of the shit. It was just like, this is too much.
Too far?
Yeah.
Wow. Did you watch Gen Z?
I couldn't stand Homelander. Like, I just want to punch him in the face.
Have you listened to this show? Have you listened to our show? It was too much for you?
It was too much.
Yeah.
It's too much.
Wow. Okay. That was
now we know his inner thoughts about us.
Yeah, I know. It's just like, geez Louise.
I know. We'll revisit it at some point. Probably.
It's all good. It's all good. We got other shit coming up. More skits, more fun.
Yeah.
But
we'll I guess see we'll see you next week.
When the kids are asleep.
Oh, wow. You look great. Are you going to eat now or are you going to go?
No, I'm going to have some broth, though. I'm going to have some broth, okay? Is that good? Can I have some broth without breaking my fast?
If you want to catch up with us when the kids are awake, hit us up on Instagram at the Kids Are Sleep Pod.
And for the flyest merch in the game, make sure you hit us up at thekidsaresleeppod.com.
We love you.